the trouble with jealousy. Bible thought. But Jephthah said to the elders of the land of Gilead, "You force me to leave my father's house. You hate me. So why are you coming to me now that you're having trouble?" Judges chapter 1, verse 7. Pretty common story. The legitimate brothers, fearing they might have to share, gang up on the other illegitimate brother, Jephthah, and force him to leave his home in Gilead. Later, the Gilead elders get scared and approach Jephthah, now a strong soldier, and beg him to come and be their leader and fight the Ammonites. His response was normal. "You ran me off. Why ask me to help?" Jephthah finally agrees to fight, but with one stipulation. If God helps him win, then he will be the new leader of Gilead. God stood by Jephthah and guided his leadership. Jealous, the brothers kicked him out. Desperate, they begged him to come back. Ironic, isn't it? With God's help, Jephthah wins big. A little humiliating for the brothers. Do you think they were ever really happy with this situation? Jealousy always sets in motion a continuing series of ruinous circumstances. For jealous people, words spoken or not, there will always be trouble. I'm not certain I have the saying correct, but it goes something like this. You'll always eat your foolish words. Jephthah's brothers definitely did. Lord, guide me and stop impulsive words. In Jesus' name, amen. Constance Robinson, Hobbs, New Mexico.